I've managed to grab Dave Carter very quickly because he's just been up doing a presentation here at NextGen in Nottingham today. Hello, David.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling David, or is
no,
it Dave?
Dave, absolutely.
Right. So there was one key point about your presentation, which, by the way, was very passionate and very well delivered. Shipping containers.
Yeah.
So tell me, elaborate on that for me. Because that, from what we've seen about recycling shipping containers to actually putting them down and charging people for doing that, Manchester has seemed to have done that very quickly.
Yeah.
Explain how that happened.
I mean, you know, we weren't the first, so we've seen it happen successfully or perhaps less successfully in other parts. So we had this old factory, an old electronics factory owned originally by the Sharp Corporation. It's been empty for 5 or 6 years. It would have cost a fortune to fully refurb it. We had to spend quite a bit of money on making it fit for purpose as a shell. But in it, it gave us fantastic loads of space. Now, some of that space would be data centres. Some of that space will be small-scale film and music studios. But what people said there was a real demand for was easy in, easy out space that was cheap. So we got a load of shipping containers. We sliced off the ends and put glass at each end with doors. And then we just fitted them out, really basic, simple furnishings, electricity, plug and play, internet connections.
What kind of speed connections, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we will have up to a gigabit. At the moment, you can buy anything between 100 meg and just a basic 10 meg service.
Fine.
But it is a full, you know, fibre-based service.
So up and down, no contention.
So that was a real selling point for certain of the companies. And so then we set up 30 at first, and they all sold out within a couple of months. And then we start that put extra demands on the equipment. So we also got shipping containers in to do instant mini data centers for companies. And then we developed another load of shipping containers, and they sold out. And now I think we've got two or three left out of 50 or 60. But overall, if you include the containers and the other parts of the building, there are some which are more traditional offices, we've got more than 70 little businesses employing between 2 and 20, 30 people. So there's already about 150 jobs in a centre where there were no jobs at all.
So in terms of timescale of the building acquisition and the building shipping containers and getting those 70 in, what sort of time did that take? Six months, a year? Longer?
A bit longer. I mean, it took us 18 months because of the refurb work.
But that's very quick.
Yeah, but it only took us 6 months to get the shipping containers in.
Right.
And I think what we'd now say to people, we share that with anyone. It's not, you know, something particularly that we own.
No.
And we've actually already had a stream of people coming to look, not because they want to move in, but because they want to replicate that in Leeds or Liverpool or wherever.
No, I totally see that.
So but just look at it. It's now, and we're the first place in Britain to get permission from the Sharp Company of Japan to call it the Sharp Project.
Wow, that's big.
And also, you may know there's a famous designer from Manchester called Peter Saville, who worked for Factory.
Right.
Peter actually worked with us to help design it, so it's got quite a funky space as well.
So has it cut through? Has it cut through a lot of that sort of mystery for people of like where this stuff is going?
I think so, because you know those little companies, they don't think about it. It just is. You know, that's their business. But they find it very frustrating. They might have been a beautiful little old part of an old mill in our cultural quarter, but they're barely getting a basic wireless service. They can't actually get any kind of fibre service that they can afford. You know, companies charge them thousands of pounds to put it in. It can be anything between £500,000 a month.
Right.
Here, for 50 quid a month, you can get a fibre service for the same as a DSL service.
Right, which is a major difference.
That's right, but that's not the only factor. No. People want to be in a space with other companies that are like-minded.
Yes.
So we've got a media lawyer there, we've got companies who do logistics for filming, we've got companies that specialise in equipment. So although the vast majority are straightforward digital content companies of some kind, they've got everyone on site that they might need.
So basically what you're doing is very similar to, say, somewhere like New York or Boston or San Francisco, Silicon Valley. You're creating an environment.
Scale.
Of course. We have to start somewhere, don't we?
Yeah, totally.
But you're creating the environment for innovation to happen in terms of inter-trading between this, which
absolutely.
We're looking for the next kind of Googles.
Absolutely. And that's an aspect of what everyone says is really good. And I say anyone can just Google Manchester Sharp Projects and you'll get the website very easily.